From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo seeks quick ratification of asset confiscation bill. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin affirms social media must be used properly. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo will urge the House of Representatives to promptly ratify the asset confiscation bill into law. This was pointed out by the Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal, and Security Affairs, Mahfud MD, in a press statement on Friday, as quoted by Antara. He further said that the bill is now at the House and President Joko Widodo and the government will push for the bill's passing and urge for the ratification to take place sooner. Minister Mahfud also conveyed that the asset confiscation bill's ratification is urgently needed because it will provide a legal basis for confiscating the assets of convicts involved in corruption cases and returning the assets to the government for public benefits. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has affirmed that social media must be used as well as possible so it can benefit many people. He affirmed this while officially opening the Digital Mujahid Congress and the National Consolidation of Information and Communication Commission of the Indonesian Ulama Council or MUI at the Vice President's Palace in Jakarta on Friday. He also said that all tools can bring benefits or disadvantages depending on the user. He has also explained the same is the case with social media. It can be a blessing if it is used as a vehicle to deliver a noble goal. Next, we have Indonesian Minister of Communication and Informatics Johnny G. Plate met Denmark's ambassador to Indonesia, Lars Bo Larsen, on Friday to discuss the public protection and disaster relief program. As reported by Antara, the Indonesian government continued discussions related to the development of public protection and disaster relief, a program for community protection and disaster mitigation. This program will involve technology from Denmark that is offered to Indonesia. Minister Plate further conveyed the Danish government has been actively communicating with ministries and agencies across relevant sectors so that the program can be adopted in Indonesia. Efforts must be intensified to achieve the goal of making cooperatives the nation's economic foundation and the dominant force in the national economy. Indonesia's cooperatives reach only 8.41% of the national population, while some 16% of the population at the global level is participating in cooperatives. This was conveyed by Minister of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, Teten Mas Duki, at a public lecture hosted by the University of Indonesia's Economics and Business Faculty. According to the ministry's data, Indonesia had more than 120,000 cooperatives with a total of 21.7 million members and total assets of more than 250 trillion rupiah in 2020. We end the national news from social assistance, especially direct cash assistance or BLT for the poor, which is not being solely distributed by the Social Affairs Ministry. This was said by Indonesian Minister Tri Risma hari ini at a press conference at Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Friday. She also conveyed that the direct cash assistance distribution is not merely being carried out by the ministry. Minister of Manpower Ida Fauziah also has been providing the assistance for those who need it. Earlier, the Mini National Socioeconomic Survey carried out by Statistics Indonesia or BPS showed the exclusion error rate for the recipients of social assistance distribution was very high, meaning that many extremely poor people didn't receive the assistance. Now we move to the international news. The United States and South Korea on Friday denounced North Korea's first use nuclear doctrine unveiled this month as escalatory and destabilizing. Washington vowed to continue to deploy and exercise strategic assets to deter and respond to Pyongyang. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, a joint statement after a vice ministerial-level meeting of the Extended Deterrence Strategy and Consultation Group, the first convening of the body since 2018, reiterated the ironclad U.S. commitment to defend South Korea and said any North Korean nuclear attack would be met with an overwhelming and decisive response. We end the news with King Charles III that said Wales held a special place in the Queen's heart as he gave a speech in Welsh on his first visit as the new monarch. As reported by BBC.com, he addressed members of the Welsh Parliament in a remembrance event at the Senate as part of the King and Queen Consort's tour of the UK nations. In a bilingual speech, King Charles gave the Senate his heartfelt thanks for your kind words. He added that it had been a privilege to be a Prince of Wales for so long. The King said Prince William, who was appointed Prince of Wales last week, had a deep love for the nation. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yeah. The first news comes from Sleman, Yogyakarta. The Deputy Regent of Sleman, Yogyakarta Special Regency, Danang Maharsa, symbolically opened the Yogyakarta Cultural Festival Art Appreciation at the Sleman Regency level in 2022, Wednesday, September the 14th. The opening of the cultural festival was marked by beating a gong and handing over a spear to the Beksan Lawung Ageng dancer in the Sleman Arts Building. The Yogyakarta Cultural Festival in 2022 carries the theme Merekah Buah or Fully Blooming. Head of the Culture Service of Sleman Regency, Edi Winarya, said the goals include introducing the richness of the Indonesian nation's cultural arts, especially traditional arts of Sleman Regency, while providing a space for expression and creativity for artists. The next news comes from Bulukumba, South Sulawesi. The Finisi Festival in Bulukumba Regency, South Sulawesi, involves at least 100 micro, small, and medium enterprises and thousands of sport lovers. They took part in the 2022 Bira Sunset Run for 2 days, on the 15th and 16th September, at tourist attraction location in the area. Head of the Bulukumba Regency Youth and Sports Tourism Office, Haji Andi Daud Kahal, on the sidelines of the opening of the Finisi Festival Wednesday, said the interest of micro, small and medium enterprises actors in Bulukumba City and its surroundings should be appreciated. The latest news comes from Magelang, Central Jawa. The Borobudur Conservation Center excavated the Samberan site in Ringin Anom Village, Tempuran District, Magelang Regency, Central Jawa. The Center Protection Coordinator Muhammad Taufik in Magelang last Wednesday said the excavation of the site in the form of a red stone temple was carried out from August the 23rd until September the 19th. Samberan Temple is about 4 kilometers southwest of Borobudur Temple with a temple building area of 16 times 14 meters. Its estimated age is as the same as Borobudur Temple, which was built between the 7th and 9th centuries. He said in this Hindu temple excavation, bronze statues were also found, but it is not known what god they are because some of the attributes are missing. That was news from across Indonesia.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History, with the event of September 17, 1945, when the Indonesian Red Cross was founded. The struggle of establishing the Indonesian Red Cross, or PMI, began in 1932. The establishment was initiated by Dr. R.C.L. Senduk and Dr. Bahdir Johan by making draft of the PMI Formation Plan. After the proclamation of Indonesian independence, PMI formation process began on September 3, 1945. At that time, President Sukarno ordered the then Minister of Health of the Republic of Indonesia, Dr. Buntaran Marto Atmojo, to form a National Red Cross Agency. Exactly 1 month after Indonesia's independence, September 17, 1945, PMI was established. This historical event is known today as PMI Day. Now let's move to the National Transportation Day, which is commemorated on September 17 every year. Before the National Transportation Day was stipulated, every state-owned enterprises or BUMN engaged in the transportation sector commemorated their anniversary at different date, but at the same month. Considering the time and cost, the commemorations which are close together to celebrate almost the same thing are considered inefficient. Therefore, in 1971, a National Transportation Day was established to unite the commemoration of the day to devotion for all state-owned enterprises engaged in the transportation sector, namely September 17. The National Transportation Day was established in 1971 through a decree of the Minister of Transportation issued on August 26, 1971. We end today in history with the Camp David Peace Treaty for Peace in the Middle East signed at the White House, Washington, D.C. on September 17, 1978. The then United States President Jimmy Carter led the negotiations between Egyptian President Anwar Sadat and Israeli Prime Minister Menachem over 12 days. This agreement also gave birth to Resin Peace owned by the U.S. President Camp David at Maryland, where the agreement took place. The agreement also created a peaceful peace between Israel and Egypt in 1979. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。 我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
smile. Every time I look into your eyes, I know that I will always love you. For every word I say, for everything I do, darling,
still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia potentially becomes the world's largest geothermal developer. Indonesia is believed to be one of the leading countries in the development of geothermal potential in the world. In fact, it is not impossible that Indonesia will later become a global geothermal powerhouse. President Director of PT Pertamina Geothermal Energy or PGE, Ahmad Yuniarto, stated this in Jakarta on Thursday. He said that the belief was quite reasonable, especially with the amount of geothermal potential that is known to date. What remains now is the initiative to develop geothermal energy. According to Yuniarto, geothermal now and in the future is not only seen as an alternative to electricity generation, but more than that, there is a geothermal downstream industry that has now become a necessity, which is inevitably also developed, namely green hydrogen. One way to efficiently monetize geothermal potential and its derivative industries is by applying technology. Yuniarto explained that one of the best steps to develop geothermal to its derivative industries is to partner. PGE is currently looking for partners for geothermal development into derivative industries. For this reason, PGE is looking for potential partners who can support it in accessing innovation and technology. Yuniarto further said that PGE has a target of increasing the installed capacity of power plants by 600 megawatts in the next 5 years. Achieving this target will certainly not be easy, so that PGE actively has 5 main principles to remain proactive in growing and in line with reducing risks, which are indeed high in the geothermal industry. The first is to focus on developing PGE's main business, then utilizing technology, building strategic partnership, utilizing various competitive financing models, and redesigning the geothermal economy. However, Yuniarto added, redesigning the economy in the geothermal industry is not easy, and it is a homework that must be completed together. This is done between fellow geothermal development companies or with other stakeholders, namely by making the geothermal industry more solid and stable economically. He gave an example of an industrial environment that is already solid or stable, the same as what happened in the oil and gas industry. Until the end of 2021, the installed capacity of geothermal power plants has only reached 9.5% of the existing resources, while in fact Indonesia is the owner of the second largest geothermal resource after the United States. Well, that was My Indonesia today.
sesal selalu datang terlambat. Seringkali aku terbawa suasana. Pertunjukan sifat seorang manusia. Andai waktu bisa terulang, ku kan mencoba. Sebelumnya
berharap
sedikitnya
tersadar
sebelum ku melihatku. Serahkan semua padanya, jemari menutup telinga. Wajah berwarna merah,
kau tak
bisa ku percaya. Masalah selalu datang pertama. Andai waktu bisa terulang, ku kan mencoba.
International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Joko Tuwo Hill in Karimun Jawa, Central Java. Listener, Karimun Jawa is an island located in the Central Java province. It was a special place, namely a hill with a beautiful and wide view well-known Bukit Joko Tuwo. From the top of the hill, you can see the square or the downtown. The location of Joko Tuwo Hill is about 3 kilometers from the downtown. Listener, the name Joko Tuwo Hill itself is from a whale skeleton which reaches more than 12 meters long and it exists around the hill. The local people of Karimun Jawa prefer to call the whale skeleton Joko Tuwo, which means old virgin. Thus, the hill was later called Bukit Joko Tuwo. When you see the whale skeleton, you will doubt whether the whale skeleton is real or a man-made sculpture. But the whale skeleton is guaranteed to be genuine because it has been researched. Listener, Bukit Joko Tuwo, which is located in Karimun Jawa, has a sloping track with shady trees and cool air, and it is ready to accompany you for hiking in the afternoon. After going through a steep and steep road, you will arrive at the top of the hill. Once you get to the top of the hill, you will be amazed to see the beauty of the Karimun Jawa Islands, such as the large Menjangan Island with lush trees and the boats which pass through the island. Listener, from the top of Joko Tuwo Hill, you can also see the beautiful scenery around it. Then you can even enjoy the beauty of the sunset. While waiting for the sunset, you can take a walk around the hill or sit in the gazebos that have been provided. To enter Bukit Joko Tuwo, you have to pay 10,000 rupiah. To reach Joko Tuwo Hill, you can use some vehicles such as cars, motorbikes, and bicycles, and you can also take a walk. Listener, when you have the chance to visit Central Java, Jepara, please take the time to visit Karimun Jawa and enjoy the beauty of Joko Tuwo Hill. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. See you tomorrow with our another interesting topic. Bye-bye.
Terpisah, yeah, sampai. anak satu untuk mata hatimu mengarah. Please, baby jangan marah-marah, cintaku takkan pernah berubah. Ku percaya nanti pasti akan berakhir indah. Pada waktunya cuma kita berdua, dua hati satu cinta saling menjaga. Ini lagu untukmu, cobalah kau dengarkan. Baby I love you till the end of time.
Baby oh,
of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. Gajah Mada University or UGM students in Yogyakarta made an innovation in the form of an automatic life jacket for two-wheeled vehicle drivers. This innovation will make riding a motorcycle even safer. The jacket is called Arduino-based air cushion restraint safety system jacket. The development is carried out through the UGM Student Creativity Program for Innovative Work, which is funded by the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. The jacket was made as a response to the rise of traffic accidents in Indonesia in 2021, the number reaching more than 100,000 cases. The automatic life jackets were made by 5 UGM vocational school students. They are Ademas Alam Pangestu with Genesis Junior Sumlang, Department of Electrical Engineering Technology, SVUGM, Wahyu Agung Nugroho Jati, Mechanical Engineering Technology, Alfian Eka Setiawan from Mechanical Engineering Technology, and Saadah Mardatila from Internet Engineering Technology. Basically, the jacket works by detecting potential accidents by relying on a microcontroller system and automatic sensors. The jacket can detect if there is a significant change in vehicle speed and the slope of the jacket exceeds a certain degree. If changes in speed and incline occur simultaneously, the jacket will immediately expand with high air pressure. This jacket model is like a pillow or hot air balloon in a car that starts working when it happens. Ademas Alam Pangestu, a member of the team that made this jacket, added, "This safety jacket was present and it was considered necessary to increase additional driving safety. In order to reduce the number of fatalities in traffic accidents, especially two-wheelers. He hopes that this innovative jacket can be mass-produced. With mass production, the jacket can be used by the wider community to reduce the number of accidents." Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让整雪佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Porco, getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Selamat Pagi by Srawa Omkara. Srawa Omkara is a group of three young women consisting of Meisha Dennis, Aisha Bakna Shalalatin, and Aruna Chista who play keroncong music genre. The song was released in 2008, popularized by Run. This song tells about a new day that starts the day with enthusiasm. This song is suitable to be heard in the morning to start the activity again. Well, listener, here is Srawa Omkara with keroncong song entitled Selamat Pagi. Happy listening!
Sahabat yang tersenyum menyambut datangnya pagi ini dan ku katakan
selamat pagi,
embun membasahi dunia dan mulai mengawali hari ini dan ku katakan
selamat pagi,
kicau burung bernyanyi dan kini ku siap untuk jalani hari ini.
Selamat pagi,
embun membasahi
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Di waktu malam.
Listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.